establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. This is Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Deborah Davis. We're going to be talking about the secret history of the war on cancer, and Deborah can only be with us for half an hour, so I'm not going to put on a long introduction. I want you to at least get the basic concept of what this is about, because cancer is such a terrible disease. I've lost so many friends from cancer, and I'm sure you have as well. And yet, of course, much of this, I believe, is totally unnecessary. Deborah, good morning. Thank you so very much for being with us. And why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in this and what the truth is about the war on cancer. Deborah, are you there?
Hi, Deborah, Dr. Stan.
Yes, go right ahead.
Good morning, Deborah. Dr. Stan. This is Deborah Taveras. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine. It's great to have you with us. And you tell our listeners a little bit about your background and what this secret history is that we're not being told about the war on cancer.
Well, I am not Deborah Davis. I'm Deborah Taveras,
and I'm sorry.
I just want to correct that.
Oh, yes, I did. I thought that we were having Deborah. I'm sorry. I called Deborah. You go right ahead, Deborah. This is another very good friend of ours, and Deborah talks on a number of different subjects. But specifically, we're dealing, of course, with what's really going on behind the scenes today. And of course, all of these subjects overlap. But Deborah, you go right ahead.
Well, good morning, and thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, what we wanted to speak about today was about the census from the USDA that has gone out to all farmers and ranchers across the nation, and it is currently underway. They are requiring collecting of detailed data covering nearly every facet of U.S. agriculture. And it looks at land use and ownership and production practices, expenditures, and other factors that may affect the farmers that do business, and so that they claim so that they'll help you succeed in the 21st century. And, of course, we know that this is all about monitoring our food supply, and this is a program that the government intends to create full takeover of agriculture and government management. Their safe table to food safety bill with the FDA, you know, says that this is a field to table system that was being proposed for food safety. And we can relate that, of course, to GMOs. All of this causes cancer. They're taking over our land. They're stealing our property through UN Agenda 21, which, of course, they've now renamed Future Earth. And we are being dished out on every level, every toxin that they could dump on us globally. Here in, of course, the United States, all of us are seeing the overhead geoengineering or weather modification program. You can go to our website, toxicsky.org. You have to wonder all the levels of cancer that are coming from that program, on top of the fact that what is, of course, filtering down on our food supply, on all of our farms and ranches, what is that doing to the word organic? Many are not even sure that there is such a opportunity anymore to have organic. But what is very interesting about this USDA census form are the myriad of interrogative questions. It is extremely, extremely invasive. It's equal, if not worse, than what you would be required to fill out for the IRS. And this is all farms and ranches, anybody that lives on that type of property. And it is intimidation. It's a 24-page census form that asks things like the quantity of cropland, the acres that you irrigate. They want an itemized list of field crops, including herbs and grains and food storage. They have a curious question. They want to know about nursery greenhouse sod, mushrooms and vegetables and seeds. But they have a special note. They want to know what food crops are grown in greenhouses, caves, and high tunnels where crops are always covered. A very curious question because, of course, we know that the overhead aerial spraying wafts over all of our land across the United States. Of course, we know that this is a global dumping of toxins, again, causing cancers and all of the illnesses that many of us are experiencing, just one delivery system of that. They want to know the farm labor, including any unpaid family members, migrant workers. They want to know the number of workers on your farm and ranch, the quantity of grain supply, the production expenses, fertilizers, the total value of direct sales for human consumption, and the market value of your land, buildings, machinery, and equipment.
Now, this is a census a form that is being sent out to all farmers and telling them they have to actually fill this out, and if they don't, why, of course, they're going to face imprisonment or fines. Is that the case?
Well, they're certainly claiming that there could be some fines and penalties. They also say they don't share your information, and that
Who would believe the government doesn't share their information? Of course they do. I mean, they're always hearing about how they get the information, and then all shucks, why suddenly everybody knows about it, and it's put up on the Internet or something, or other agencies get into it. How can they say they don't share your information when the government's like a sieve? They can't even keep their own information private.
Well, that's exactly true. In fact, researchers have already, of course, discovered that what they're saying is not true. We have more detailed information on this census and some of the research that we found on our website, www.stopthecrime.net, and you can go to the USDA Census tab, and you're welcome to look at some of the information that was forwarded to us from other researchers that have studied this.
Hold that thought, Deborah. We'll be back in just a moment.
At this time of year, health and happiness is at the top of everyone's list. Staying in shape and lowering fat intake, reducing the chance of heart disease and early illness. Exercising daily along with a commitment to better health and nutrition will help you keep fit, not only for the new year, but for life. That's from Anytime Fitness, where we're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's Anytime Fitness, 325 Winneka Parkway in Lafayette. For information, call 720-890-7437. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
Well, our stand here, our guest this morning is Deborah Traveras. And basically, we're talking about a form, a census form, that's being sent to farmers and across the country. Now, Deborah, does everybody get this form or just certain selected farmers?
Well, here is a news release number 0012.13 from the USDA. It says all farmers and ranchers should have received a census form from the USDA. And it says that they're currently underway by the National Agriculture Statistics Service, which is NASS, N-A-S-S. The census collects detailed data covering nearly every facet of U.S. agriculture. It looks at land use and ownership, production practices, expenditures, and other factors that affect the way farmers do business. So I can tell you that there is a hidden goal behind this, of course. We know that this is redistribution of all resources, including food. We also know that under UN Agenda 21, or as they call it now, Future Earth, the agenda is to abolish private property ownership and to achieve that goal through controlling our farms, our water use, our land use, our energy use. This is a complete redistribution of wealth. And I can tell you, today being Martin Luther King Day, here's a quote by Martin Luther King. "There comes a time when a moral man can't obey a law which his conscience tells him is unjust." And we know, when we look at all of the documents on our website, stopthecrime.net, we're talking about the report from Iron Mountain, which talks about the intention to take away all private property. This was a report that was gotten in 1961 by the request of JFK's administration. And there were secret meetings in a nuclear survival retreat, which laid out the proposed plan for the United States to transition from a time of war into a time of peace. And I recommend everybody go and watch the YouTube documentary of that film, and or to download the PDF, which is, of course, on our website, www.stopthecrime.net. I also urge everybody to understand what is behind all of the unimaginable financial crises. The inventory behind everything is stated in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars policy. That was a 1954 Bilderberg policy, the first meeting of the Bilderbergs. And that is also on our website under source documents. I can't underscore the need to take a look at these source documents, which also include our latest posting under source documents. It's the NASA war document. And this is a plan against all American people. It talks about many things. I will just say a few, but I will also relate it to agriculture. They say on page 66, increasingly critical are human limitations and downsides. Humans are too large, too heavy, they're too tender, we're too slow physically and mentally, and we require huge costs. Humans have rapidly decreasing to negative value.
Let me just point out, I spent the weekend reading very carefully and rereading what Deborah is talking about. And basically, this is a PowerPoint presentation put out by one of the chief scientists at NASA, NASA. And you will actually read it. And it just talks about, you know, future wars, how they're going to be coming about, how we're certainly going to have to be relying increasingly on robots, how other countries are going to challenge America. And, of course, this whole idea that humans really are relatively unimportant because, of course, robots are going to take over. And you say, that's crazy talk. Well, of course, unfortunately, this is what the elite who run America and the world are really thinking of. And this is truly an amazing document. It's the NASA document. And where can they find it? On your website, Deborah?
Yes, www.stopthecrime.net. And on page 93, it says exploit CNN syndrome. CNN, of course, is the news media, which has been dispersing propaganda. But here's what it says. Exploit CNN syndrome. Sink carriers via swarm attacks. Capture, torture Americans in living color on prime time. Terror attacks within the continental United States. Binary, biological, critical infrastructure takedown using EMP, electromagnetic pulse, or frequencies against our brains. Serious psychological warfare, collateral damage, and exploitation. Now, how this relates to the agriculture is on page 12 and 13. They talk about the transition from nature, where agriculture was controlled by nature, all plants and animals. But now they say we're turning a new page. Everything will now become internet-based, biologically accomplished, and automatically done and handled by robots, automating the industry and the agriculture, virtual robotics, and nanotechnology on industry and agriculture. They also say on page 99, under the trends and summary, that warfare is increasingly going to be robotic, and everything will be based on computers. The page 101 talks about machines as creative and smarter than humans. Robots will become the norm. They talk about binary bio into the nation's agriculture food distribution center, every home. What they're saying is that they will be introducing covert weapons from the military into our food supply. This is weaponizing our food supply, and we see that with the Monsanto GMO foods. An excellent, excellent presentation to see on our website, stopthecrime.net. We have a GMO tab, and I urge everybody to watch Ian Crane, I-A-N-C-R-A-N-E's presentation called Codex Alimentarius, and it is up there on our website under GMO tab.
All right, now what does that cover, Deborah?
Well, it talks about the people behind Monsanto and the intention to take over all seeds and basically creating an industry of total control. We know that Henry Kissinger famously quoted, if you control the oil, you can control entire nations. If you control the food, you control the people. If you control the money, you control the entire world. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about absolute total control over us as planned in all of the source documents that I've been referring to. You can look at the Wildlands Project map on our site where it will show you where human access is denied on the continental United States. This is mandated by the United Nations, and this is a biodiversity treaty. It was adopted, and it is underway. It is forcing transformation and relocation of all of us, all Americans and cities, to comply with environmental policies and reduction of CO2 emissions. That's why we see many, many thousands of miles of roads and highways and our infrastructure not being maintained. For example, here in Northern California, in Sonoma County, the Board of Supervisors voted in January of last year, of 2012, to only maintain about 150 miles worth of roads when they are responsible for maintaining a little over 2,000 miles worth of roads. And the roads that they will maintain are the roads that will be taking visitors to wineries. So all the other people that live on the roads that go to their homes and other businesses are finding potholes, our road edges are collapsing now under the weather, our roads are narrowing, and they are not being repaired. They talked to us at a recent meeting. In order to drive a vehicle here in Northern California on the roads as they are now, it's about $650 per year per vehicle to maintain these cars due to the damage inflicted upon them with these roads. And the truth of the matter is that access to our rural lands is being collapsed. We are being moved off our private property.
That is the long-range plan. They're really not doing that too rapidly now, but they down the line, they're intensely raising the cost of electricity. Why? Why? Basically because they don't want us using electricity, and so they keep raising the price higher. People use less electricity. The electric companies don't make enough money, so they have to raise the price higher. Why is the price of electricity going up when the price of natural gas is going down, or the price of hydroelectric power is falling? Well, of course, they're tearing out dams. They've torn out hundreds of dams across America because they want to do away with hydroelectric power. All this talk about global warming is to justify trying to cut back on electric production. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a diabolical plan out there. They want to get us out of our cars. That's why they're putting bike lanes every place you can see. Now, they're not going to be able to do it right now, but they're going to create a crisis down the line that is going to make it extremely difficult for us to drive cars. Cars are an important part of our lives. But you see, there is an elite group that have a different outlook, and they really want to control the people. And one of the best ways to control the people is get them out of their cars. So down the line, this is their ultimate plan. They're not, they can't implement it all at once. But as they create crises, as they let our roads go to rack and ruin, and certainly a lot of the roads are not being repaired as they have been in the past. Why do you think they want to get in their fast trains here in California? They're putting in a bullet train. It's going to cost $120 billion, which the state doesn't have. But that doesn't matter. They just simply borrow the money to do that. They want the trains so they can get us out of our cars. And when you understand that there really is an agenda, they really want to get us out of our homes, especially if you're in a rural area. They want you to get you into a planned development where they can watch you and control you. And most people say that's crazy. The American people would never go for it. And a lot of these things I thought were crazy, and yet you see them unfolding. They are part of a truly diabolical plan. And let me recommend Deborah's website. Fascinating information there. And certainly the report from Iron Mountain was a very real report. Well, the fellow initially said it was a report. Later on, 20 years later, he said it was all a lie. We don't know whether he was lying before or subsequently, but we do know that this is the plan, because he admits that when he wrote the book back in the 1960s, well, the report from Iron Mountain was based upon the information that was being put out at that time, the ideas that were being put out about a totally controlled and manipulated society. And what they do is they focus our attention on entertainment, the Super Bowl. And I love the Super Bowl, but you have to understand that this is all a diversion to take us away from the real plan for a totally controlled and regulated society, which is what this forum for the agriculture is all about. They want to know everything about the farmers, because they're going to control our food production and ultimately control us. But a major crisis is coming by which they're going to utilize everyone under the control. Give us a call if you have a question, 877-254-7524.
Our friends at Brush Housing Authority remind us that aging persons are especially susceptible during the winter months. Let's keep a special eye out for them during these cold days and nights, making sure their furnaces work correctly and that they have enough groceries and water. An occasional helping hand with snow shoveling can also keep an elderly person from a heart attack or breathing problems. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a safe, happy, healthy winter season. DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor would like to take this time to say thank you to all of the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. Business owners, consider hiring veterans, our most dependable force. And to those heroes back home from missions abroad, you know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor, reminding all of us that our freedom has never been free.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets, and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Deborah Davis, Deborah Tavares, and basically, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Deborah, I want you to go ahead and get out your websites so people will know how to get the excellent information you've compiled.
Yes, we have Refuse refusesmartmeters.com. That's refusesmartmeters.com. We have toxicsky.org, stopthecrime.net, and toxicdrinkingwater.org. And I wanted to just add something important about the NASA document that you will find on stopthecrime.net. It was a PowerPoint delivered by Dennis Bushnell, who was the chief scientist at the NASA Langley Research Center. And that was delivered in 2001. And on page 4 of that document, it says, "This presentation is based in all cases upon existing data, trends, analysis, and technologies." It says in parentheses, "No pixie dust." And the report topic is robots, cyborgs, and humans. And then it goes through to talk about our educational system, which you can also look at the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document. I urge everybody to read that, because essentially what the Silent Weapons document is saying is, in order to keep us uneducated so that we will not be able to undo this massive scientific and technological takeover that's occurring now, is they say the aim of public education is not to spread enlightenment at all. It's simply to reduce as many individuals as possible to the same safe level, to breed a standard citizenry, to put down dissident and originality. Now, this is a quote from someone else that really sums up what the elites say in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document about the intention to dumb us down. In the NASA document, they also talk about our education will be completely computerized. They tell us that by the year 2025, 40% of private and 15% of public colleges and universities will close due to web-based competition. In other words, they want control of everything we learn, all the data that comes in, and no classroom interaction, to isolate us and to absolutely maintain individual control. And this is totalitarianism. This is through technocracy. The same thing is happening with the agriculture.
Could I just comment, Deborah? I think it's vitally important that our listeners understand this is what's going on in the public education. It's called Common Core. Common Core. We have a great DVD on that. It's available now at Radio Liberty. And what they're doing is, all across the country, they're changing the curriculum. They're bringing computers into the classroom. And those computers then are going to link to a centralized form of teaching. Our teachers in the classroom will not be teaching. They will simply be supervising the use of computers, and every child in every classroom across America, the public schools, will get the same education, indoctrinated in socialism, indoctrinated in globalism, dumbed down as far as math and English and certainly classic literature, programmed to certainly believe in all of the immorality that is intended. It is a federal curriculum, but of course they can't let the public know that. Teachers across America know what's going on, but they are being threatened if they speak out, and so few teachers will speak out. Some of them, a few have, and some of the teachers' organizations, unions, are trying to organize. But of course, because of the degree of control over the media, you're not going to read about it. You need to get our DVD. It's available from Radio Liberty now, called Common Core. And they're doing in the high schools and grammar schools exactly what Deborah is talking about. They're doing in the colleges. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, I also would like to go back to the collapsing of our roads and the inability for us to travel. This is what that is about. It is to reduce our access into rural properties and forests They are closing down access, as Dr. Stan said. This is a program, an agenda that is taking many, many years to accomplish, but they're doing it very rapidly now in many towns here in Northern California. They are being introduced a new resolution by a nationally recognized bicycle coalition. This coalition wants resolutions in each city passed that will allow a bicyclist, if he is feeling harassed while he's riding his bicycle along the side of a road by a motor vehicle, he can get the license plate and very quickly potentially get $1,000 if he makes the statement that he has been or she has been harassed. This is, again, creating opposition between bicyclists and motorists. Everything about this agenda is to cause conflict and strife between all of us. We must band together. We must realize this is not political, that this is we are being subverted stealthily by a force that is Luciferian. It is evil. And we are in these times. And we must occupy. It is our job to educate and advise others what is happening so that other people can take action. This is occurring rapidly now because of technology and science. We have overhead geoengineering spraying massively along the entire Pacific coast. We looked at a radar from screen from NASA, and on January the 15th, all up and down the entire Pacific coast, massive chemtrailing, and also lots of ship lines as well. Very, very interesting. That's, of course, posted on our website, toxicsky.org. But getting back to the USDA form, there are many people that are simply not going to comply with unlawful laws and to address every square inch of your private property. You must understand that some of the laws that are coming into play now are to prevent property owners from allowing any runoff from rain off of their property. They must contain the rainwater through, in many instances, very costly filtration systems and also creating wetlands on their property so that they can contain that runoff. It will become a fine and a regulation. And we have in our Northern California area people that will actually go around with their cameras during the rain and take photographs of farms
hold
and
the
ranches.
Thought, hold the thought. Our number is 877-254. 7524, give us a call. 877-254-7524.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. and Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or taste the water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline, high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Deborah Taparis. And if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. But you really should go to Deborah's website and read these various government documents she has. And they really are incredible. People find it difficult to believe that anyone in their right mind would be thinking of creating a society where everything is controlled. Why, after all, we are a democracy. I mean, our government is supposed to be do what the people want, and that, of course, is not true. We're not a democracy because, of course, the people, our founding fathers realized that democracy would always lead to tyranny, and that's the direction we headed. We were to be a republic where the power of the government was to be limited, but that no longer is the case. They want to regulate everything, and they're doing it. And we vote for the candidates not of our choice, but of their choice. We go to the polls regularly. We vote in politicians, the finest politicians money can buy, who are regularly bribed and rewarded, and of course will retire with a wonderful pension as long as they never speak out and never tell the truth. Or they pretend to fight between the Democrats and Republicans. It's as phony as Abbott, Costello, Sidney, or it's all show business. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, that's exactly right, Dr. Stan. And in fact, in the document, Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars, they talk about how they intentionally set up political deceptions to keep us busy, to allow us to feel that we've voted when in fact we haven't. They say that everything is always going to be what the international bankers want. Read that in the Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars policy. Understand that right now populations are being relocated and concentrated into cities, and there is an end to our national sovereignty and the abolition of private property and the restructuring of the family unit and increasing our limitations on mobility and individual opportunities. We are being left in the dark with the technologies that the elites have and all the capabilities for eliminating cancer. They have cures locked up in the Rockefeller Institute. You can look at that and see that we should not be sick. We are being made sick from all of the layers of poisons and toxins, and they are dismantling us. And when you look at the NASA document, you see what they think about us. I also urge everyone to watch the documentary Seeds of Despair, and it's about the takeover of the food supply in the Ukraine, when Stalin intentionally used food to control, and they took the farms and the food production, which led to over 6 million Ukrainians dying from starvation. That is called Seeds of Despair, and it is on stopthecrime.net. Again, Ian Crane, Codex Alimentarius is there as well. It's important to understand what is being done to our food. Tobacco fields in the U.S. have been fertilized with radioactive haulings from uranium mines, which has resulted in tremendous increase in the incidence of lip, mouth, throat, and lung cancer. And when you compare this with the incidence of lung cancer per capita before 1950 to the present time, where they're telling those that are smoking are committing suicide, oh, really? They're actually being murdered. My family lived in Southern California in the Pasadena area when they were spraying malathion. And they told all of us that they needed to spray this malathion because they needed to spray the citrus because of the citrus infestation. And they weren't spraying over the citrus fields. They were spraying over the population in the Pasadena area. I can only tell you that the unthinkable is occurring. In the source documents, you will see that we are referred to as being too kind, and that is equated to being stupid. We have good hearts. We are not evil by nature, which is what is happening now. And they look at us as useless because we would not live in this horrific Luciferian way in which these people are. This is happening. Our food supply is being poisoned. Our water supply is being poisoned with fluoride. We're also finding that fluoride is so highly corrosive that many property owners are finding that they're getting lots of leaks in their copper plumbing, leaks in their ceilings and walls, causing great inconvenience to tenants and themselves in their own homes, and extremely high cost for maintenance and repairs. And several large insurance companies have stated that water leaks due to piping leaks from water lines is their highest level of claims. This is very important. All this is being done intentionally. And we need to look closely, all of us that are giving any data, because this is all behind a massive data collection scheme on all of us. There's an enormous 1 million square foot data collection center run by NSA in Bluffdale, Utah. There are other collection centers as well all over the country, but they are collecting data on all of our property, everything that we do.
That's absolutely right, and the average individual really can't understand. They have dossiers on every one of us. If you doubt that, go up on the Internet and look up Fusion Center, F-U-S-I-O-N. If you doubt that they listen to all of your telephone calls, certainly record your emails and faxes, look up Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N. Fortunately, you have the Internet. You can determine whether or not what we're saying is accurate. And you can certainly go up on the Internet and look at Deborah's website again. Deborah, once again, give your websites out.
Yes, refusesmartmeters.com, stopthecrime.net, and toxicsky.org. Our sites link to one another. A very important point I also want to make at this point as well.
We're out of time, Deborah. You'll have to make it next time we get you on. God bless. Thanks so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife, Danny, and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and hope you enjoyed the conversation with Deborah Tavares this morning. Originally, we thought we were going to have Deborah Davis on, and of course, her book, The Secret War, of the Secret History of the War on Cancer, is vitally important. We do carry it. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no reason for cancer. 50, 100 years ago, one person in 80 got cancer. Today, it's one in two men, one in three women. Do you think that happened simply by accident? Of course not. It's part of population control. If you've not heard my talk on population control, the covert agenda, or my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, both of these DVDs are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get them, because the four tape sets we have on Why Do We Still Have Cancer? It's very important. We have cancer because they want cancer, because there are too many people in the world. They're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. And if you say that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, I don't blame you. That sounds ridiculous. Who in their right mind would want to promote cancer? Well, you simply need to get our four CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians. It's the only four CD set we have with the transcript. You can buy that separately for, I think, $10, or just get the transcript if you'd like to. But basically, of course, this is the my interviews with Dr. Dunnigan, who had heard Dr. Richard Day, the medical director of Planned Parenthood, talking about the plan for population control. And there are too many people in the world. We're going to have to kill them off. They're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. Talking about how they're actively suppressing treatments for cancer. You say it couldn't be true. You need to get this four CD set and the transcript of it. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, they're killing people intentionally. Criminal activity, this is one reason, of course, they want to get the guns away from the people. If the people ever understood what's really going on, they would rise up and, of course, take the people who are running the world and try them for criminal activity and sentence them to death. So they can't let the people be armed. They can't let the people know the truth. They control the media. There are only a few voices out here where you'll get the truth. But we have them if you want to get one of our catalogs. 1-800-544-8927. My talk on population control, the covert agenda. My talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. And, of course, the New Order of the Barbarians. Or, certainly, the book, The Secret History of the War on Cancer. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And our webpage, radioliberty.com. Remember, you can listen to our programs there. Certainly 24 hours a day, either live or archived. RadioLiberty.com. I also need to mention we're trying to get our book reprinted. Made the last reprinting. I will certainly do of it. Ordinarily, the book's $12.95. If you get 64 of them a case, you get them for less than $2.40 each, and you have a vehicle for reaching people. The book Brotherhood of Darkness. It will explain what's really going on and what we can do about it, and who's really behind it. The telephone number. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to have a vehicle of reaching people with the truth and changing their lives and saving their souls, I suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And you can sell the book, you can give the book away, but help us get it reprinted. RadioLiberty.com, the book, Brotherhood of Darkness, most important book that you'll read until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.